Today is September 1st. These are today's vital statistics. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 o'clock at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial with military rites will be in St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Visitation takes place today from 10 until 10:45 at the church. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, August 26th at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, September 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 9 a.m. until the time of Mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon in lieu of flowers. We encourage you to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team, or please consider supporting local health care providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City. Gail A. Muller, 69, of Richland Center, died August 9th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Gail is survived by his siblings, Cheryl and Joe Burdick, Ellen and Laverne Hess, Donald Muller, Jade Muller Tracty, Heidi and Brian Tessman, and Leah and Christopher McFarlane. Gail A. Muller, 69, of Richland Center.